Jeff with you here on The People Speak this morning. Hope you're having a good day, had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, Jeff. Good morning. It's always nice to have a chance to come in here and talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in Randolph County and to try to catch up and hear from anyone who has a comment they would like to make. Over the weekend, changing gears just a little bit off of Randolph County, but I listened to the ball game Saturday night on WHCO, and well, Sparta lost to Red Bud, and since, of course, I'm the county commissioner, I shouldn't take sides, but I know that was a very difficult loss for Sparta. But all in all, they've had a very good season this year. They've had a winning season. You remember their record right off? I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I believe it's 25-7, maybe, I believe.
25-7, 24-8, something like that.
Right.
But, well, it's certainly a winning season that they had this year. And I know they'd struggled some of the seasons before, and I was certainly happy to see, even if you didn't get very far in the playoffs, you're happy to see that you had a winning season, and that's good. And that's good, and hopefully they can build on that and have some better luck next year, and it'd be nice to see that. Of course, we want to wish Red Bud good luck, and as they move forward, but there's some tough competition in that tournament. So
yeah, they're coming into Wednesday night facing the number one seed in the regional.
Okay.
Columbia
is the number one seed, and that's a little bit further out than I'm always aware of. So that's going to be difficult for them, I know. And everyone's hopeful, and they get disappointed when they lose. But both teams, and actually all of Randolph County, all four teams they have in here have done very well this year, and I'm happy for them to see them doing that. And that's a good thing as we get into, I guess we call it late February madness here, but it's more March madness if you're in college basketball. But I don't get too far into that. Once high school's over with, that's where I usually put most of my focus.
Right.
But anyway, it's a beautiful day out there. It's nice to come in here and say a few things. We're kind of into a quiet time in Randolph County, but some things noteworthy that I'll comment on, and some of them you've heard me comment on in the past. We finally did get approval from the state of Illinois to do some resurfacing. Of course, this relates to Sparta here, some resurfacing on County Highway 18, which will basically run, and we actually let the contract, we were able to do the engineering and let the contract, but you have to have the approval from IDOT for the motor fuel tax allotments, because that's where most of the funds come from. But this will run from Route 4, County Highway 18, Route 4, through the S-curve. So it's most of the way. It's about 5 miles through there, through the S-curve up just east of the power plant. The last couple of miles will not be resurfaced in this run. But this will take it by the shooting complex. And that's very good to see. That area in there has been, it's been a long time since it's been resurfaced. And it's definitely showing its weather and its wear, so I'm nice to have that on it. And that project will be again probably later this spring, or for lack of a better thing, I'll say May, June type of thing. But it'll be taken care of. And the bid was let on that. It actually, unusual as it did, it came in below the engineer's estimate by about 5%, 4.9%. But that contract will be $2,239,497, basically $2,240,000. For that resurfacing job. So it's nice to see that that's going to happen. And I know that's something I've had on the wish list and talked about here probably for the last 10 years, because after they finished building the shooting complex up there, all the heavy trucks running had done a lot of damage to the road, and it's something that's needed to be done ever since then. So it's nice to see that in place, and that'll be one of the projects, one of the major ones we do this spring.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got a break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in.
Okay.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. 9:37. I'm Jeff, and again, this is The People Speak, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we're talking about the resurfacing project on County Highway 18 and other things going on with the
Yes, we waited a long time for that one. I'm happy to see it. I always like to take a chance to mention a little bit on updates on the Chester Bridge. I know that is extremely vital to Randolph County. That's a very important part of our economy. There's many, many people use that each day, both Missouri people working in Chester and Chester people working in Missouri. Anyway, after that lead in there, I really don't have a lot to say about it. I know the Missouri Department of Transportation, they are the owners of the bridge, who'll be replacing it, have been taking design bids from proposals from other contractors. They're supposed to be making that public here within the next couple of weeks as to who they're going to choose and what final design they're going to choose for the bridge. I have not seen anything as of recently. I get regular weekly updates from them, and they keep saying we're looking at the proposals. So hopefully they're going to be, they're going to complete their proposals. And I remember the original schedule was to have a proposal accepted sometime in March and actually beginning construction on it in early to mid-spring. So that's a very aggressive schedule given the size of it, but I hope they continue to move forward with it. They were talking about completion by December of 25, which is basically 3 years from now, which seems awful aggressive, but still it shows that they are working on it. The old bridge is obviously desperately in need of replacement if right. You haven't been across it lately. The new bridge will be a two-lane bridge with, I believe it was 12-foot shoulders, 14-foot lanes and 12-foot shoulders. It'll probably have a design that'll look similar to Cape Girardeau's bridge, if you've seen that one. It'll be in along that lineup, except it'll be two lanes, but roughly the deck from barrier to barrier on each side will be roughly 50 feet wide. So it'll be possible to get the large farm equipment across there without shutting the bridge down. I know that's always been an issue on the old one, but they'll be able to take the large farm equipment across there now, and it'll give a shoulder if people are having problems they can pull over on, as well as a nice wide lane where trucks can pass one another. So it's a very good project in the design, and I'm looking forward to getting the details on it, and for them to begin the work. They've already done all the borings under the river, so in determining the best bedrock to set it on, which of course is very important as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, and that's a major project. But with the resurfacing, that's probably one of the more major projects we'll have this year. At this point in time, we don't have any other bridge projects slated for Randolph County, although sometimes that changes in the middle of the year. And I know this year will be Randolph County's highway engineer is going to retire this year. Which is also known. So that'll also slow the process just a little bit. Engineer Reebling has been with Randolph County for many years, and he's done a wonderful job. And hate to see him go, but, you get to that retirement age, and of course, people want to do that, and I don't blame them. I certainly understand.
And of course, fewer people retiring today than used to. I mean, that's
They tend to work longer. I know myself; I'm the same way. I enjoy continuing to work past retirement age. It gives you purpose and something to do. Changing gears, the Randolph Enterprise Zone has been meeting recently, considering making some filing for some changes to the areas in which they're in, in order to accommodate some new projects. To this point in time, they've been very active in Monroe County more. There's been several nice projects built up there. But at the same time, there are a couple looking at a couple here in Randolph County that will probably be announced before long and go. So we have been meeting with them to reconsider some of the territories as a possible amendments to the Enterprise Zone. I had a meeting with them, I think it was roughly January the 30th. We have another one scheduled for this Thursday. It'll be over at the Monroe County Annex area of the governmental center over there in Waterloo. And I'll be at that meeting at 10 o'clock this Thursday to continue to discuss how we're going to move forward with some of these items. But if you've heard me before, I've talked often about the Enterprise Zone. It is a very beneficial item for Randolph County economic growth. And really, when you think about economic growth, you have to think on a regional basis. Anything that happens in Randolph County or even a county around it benefits Randolph County in general, because people move across county lines to work, to shop, to do everything. And so you have to look at economic growth as more of a regional approach. And this has been very beneficial in a regional approach. It certainly encourages businesses, particularly with sales tax exemptions on expansion, as well as some other tax exemptions that are available as well. And coupled with TIF programs, it gives a lot to offer in your tools to encourage businesses to relocate here. So I'm happy to be working with it. I think we're going to have some benefit from it. In the process of meeting with it, it not only includes Monroe County and Randolph County, but also includes City of Sparta, City of Chester, City of Redbud, Village of Evansville, City of Waterloo, City of Columbia, and the Village of Almar. So that makes up the whole zone at that point. So there's bits and pieces throughout all of it, and to benefit all of us in that process.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break. You want to go ahead and throw that in here, and we will come back and talk some more with County Commissioner David Holder right after this. And welcome back. And I got a little time left today talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we've covered a lot. Not a lot going on right now, actually.
Well, you're in the time of year when there is not a tremendous amount taking place in government. Most of the activities around Randolph County government happen in November and December. That's when you're finalizing your budgets, putting together your financial statements. And, of course, we're not to the point of real estate taxes yet. So you're kind of in that interim period where you don't have a tremendous amount going on. I will notate just a couple of things. One is the new 24th Judicial Circuit that began as of December 5. We're now in about the third month of it, and so far at this point, it's coming along nicely. There was a little bit of indication on it in our last board meeting last Friday as we approved some fee collections for the 24th Judicial, which helps out somewhat, but that was ancillary to it. But the original 20th Judicial Circuit that Randolph County was in was actually changed, and the 20th Judicial Circuit now is just St. Clair County only. And a new 24th Judicial Circuit was created, which is Monroe, Randolph, Washington, and Perry counties. So we have our own circuit at this point in time, which means we have our own chief judge, our own lead judges, our own circuit judges, our appointed judges, and we're responsible for our own probation and those types of functions that are handled by the judicial. And, of course, that's been quite a bit of effort. It's in the process. It's not all been set up as of yet, but Randolph County is going through the process of getting set up with all the once the probation was handled by St. Clair County, is now being handled by us for Randolph County. And, of course, that takes individuals and rearranging of schedules and office space, but that's coming forward. And it's moving forward nicely. I think over an extended period of time, it's going to be beneficial to the four counties involved, us and Randolph and Monroe, Perry and Washington. I think we're going to have a lot better service from a judicial point of view than we were when we were kind of dwarfed by the St. Clair County being about three times larger than all of us put together. So it's going to give us better opportunity for better representation and ability to work. And if you notice, the paper's been a couple of new judges appointed to the 24th Circuit, which we were allowed to have in the changeover. So that's all good. And then I think I'll finish up by mentioning a few things about the Randolph County Care Center. Over the last, of course, you remember from the election, we were given the okay by the voters to move forward with our project. Not a tremendous amount happened in December over the holidays. Randolph County engaged an attorney to help us with the process of determining what types of entities and exactly how we were going to structure this process. And I had some conversations with them at the end of January, and they were working on it, and they had a couple of proposals they were going to be putting together in February. Now, the last 3 weeks, I've been a little bit engaged in some other activities unrelated to Randolph County, and I haven't had a lot of opportunity to follow up I intend to get back with them this week. I'm hoping for them to have some recommendations here by the end of February, which is just a week away. So we can begin discussion with the care center, with the unions, so everyone understands what our proposals are, what we're going to attempt to do, and how we're going to put it together, and everyone is on the exact page. So later on this week, I intend to try to get them scheduled for a conversation and to see where we're at in the process and where they think their recommendations are going to land so we can begin this. I would like as soon as possible or as soon as practical in order to get the transfer of the care center into that new entity so we can begin our renovations. I know many of the contractors are ready to go and designers are ready to go, but I have to keep pulling them back and reminding them one step at a time. This has to be done before we can do that. And that's always a process of it. So we are working on that and moving forward with it. And hopefully here by the end of the month, we'll have some directions or some general directions laid out as to how we're going to process it, how we're going to go through the process. So that's what's new with the care center.
Right. It's a project that it's not going to happen overnight.
It's going to be a long-term project. It's going to take at least 3 years, I would think, in the process, because just the logistics of moving from one area to another area and making the renovations, renovations are always a slow process. And so it's going to take time. Even the designs that are going to take in order to get to what we need in order to go to bid in and of itself is going to take quite a bit of time. There's a tremendous amount of engineering that's going to be involved in it. So it's a very difficult project. When it's completed, it's probably going to be up in $7 million range, I would think. A lot of that's going to be around heating, cooling, HVAC, ventilation. It's going to be a substantial amount of that. There's going to be a substantial amount of plumbing involved in it as we put in new bathrooms and suites with two rooms and a private bath between them type of thing. So many things have to come up to standards. It has to come up to all the new codes for nursing and care facilities in the state of Illinois, and even just filing the necessary applications for changes with the Illinois Department of Public Health in order to do that is a timely process. So it's going to take a lot of time to work through it. But step one first, and step one is determining exactly how we're going to structure it in order to make it most beneficial for the process. And then we move on to the next stages.
Right. Got just a few seconds over a minute left here.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to jump off of Randolph County and comment on something I saw in the other news today. Huh. I noticed that former President Jimmy Carter is going into hospice. Which, of course, that means he's reaching the latter stages here. He's in his upper 90s, but he was the first president I had an opportunity to meet back when I was in college down at Carbondale. This was, 75. Gee, that's, probably 45 years ago, and had an opportunity to shake his hand. Always seemed like a nice person. He came in at a difficult time in the country. That's at the time when I started noticing and getting interested in politics, and we were just coming out of the Vietnam War, and we'd had Richard Nixon and the Watergate issues, and he was elected in a difficult period in that period of time, and he only served one term, and then he was replaced by Ronald Reagan, who in 1980.
Right, who was the first one that I had ever met.
Yeah, first one. And I also had an opportunity to meet Ronald Reagan. Most of them over the years, you get a chance to say hi to him, shake their hand in a receiving line. But and Ronald Reagan went on, I think, to be one of the best presidents we've ever had. He really took the United States in a difficult time period and helped them move forward and find their place. And it's nice to think about him. So, but Jimmy Carter being the eldest statesman by far,
definitely.
I think behind him, I was trying to think when I heard that news story, I believe the next one younger is Bill Clinton.
Right.
Hard to believe. And I still think of Bill Clinton as being a younger one.
Right. True.
So I would personally wish Jimmy Carter's, you know, his family well, and I hope that ever the transition goes well for him.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us today.
That's quite all right. You have a wonderful day, and it's nice to talk to everyone.
All right. We will talk to you again tomorrow on The People Speak. Have a great day.